Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the very last episode of
The Last Drop.
I am your godfather of whiskey, the Cavalon King of California, the Jay Aramey of liquor and class. I am JB.
I think you had a slight slip of the tongue. I think you meant to say the last episode of 2020. You said the very last episode, the last drop.
No, it is the last drop of the episode, the drop. You in the Bahamas right now. I don't think you're coming back.
Oh, well, maybe not. Yeah. I'm living up over here. I'm drinking some Old Scout, the Seas bottle right here.
You slipping words right now? It's almost like the government after Cody. He's just like, I'm slipping. I'm out.
I say. Anyway, I am fucking up.
You know what it is? All them stories about being rich fucked you up now. You just like,
I know. Getting the intro and shit? Yeah. I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Cody,
and
like,
this is the final last drop episode of 2020. Sorry. I guess this Old Scout is hitting a bit too quick right now. It's early in the morning, sir. Or early in the afternoon, rather.
I say, it's like 1:30.
Afternoon, my fault.
Cody, I think Cody tripping now because he's like, God damn it, I hate being broke. Shit, I hate being broke.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about the stories anymore. It makes me feel insecure as fuck. I was trying to get this little show out here, this little side job get right here. Yeah. I'm like depressed right now with the goddamn stories, man. Shut the fuck up, JB.
I've been depressed for years now.
Motherfucker said his friend's got a goddamn couch in the elevator.
They got a couch and a TV with a phone.
A couch, and then he said the maids and butlers, they got these houses bigger than his fucking house.
Yeah.
On the property.
Yeah, on the property. Yeah.
And that was his side house. I'm like, God damn it.
And I got a damn near 6-bedroom house here.
Yeah.
And get their houses bigger than my shit.
Ain't that a bitch?
And they the maid, Cody.
Yeah, they got free lodging and shit. They gotta pay for a fucking thing.
Man, do you know how quickly I would wash a motherfucker hand wash a motherfucker's drawers to be in their place? Yeah. All right, shit. I'd be shit stains and all, Cody. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, fuck it. Shit.
Well, I'm gonna pay it how much? Yeah. I don't have to pay rent. Oh, okay.
Well, shit. Look at what's his name? Diddy's butler, Farnsworth Bentley. That motherfucker made so much money, Cody. He don't even butler for that Negro no more.
I'm about to say, yeah, I haven't seen him in a while. What he been up to?
I think he went out and made his own fashion line, Cody.
Okay, so he just sitting back chilling. Okay, that makes sense.
Could you imagine going from this rapper's butler to now I got my own line out and stuff like that? Right. So, yeah, I just
chill. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
This is why I always say, people, never downgrade anybody's job. Shit.
Not by how you start, but how you finish. There it is.
I mean, look at basketball. It doesn't matter if you lose the first fucking game. You can still make it to the playoffs, baby.
Yeah. You know, like it. We don't give a fuck.
We ain't
at regular season. We're gonna be coasting this entire season. What matters to us is when March comes.
Yeah, that's what it gets. Yeah, because we too busy blinded by them rent. We like the Clips. Blinded.
That's Clippers' problem right there. They just have us setting their sights. That's how they fucked up last year. That's how they're gonna fuck up again this year if they make it to the Western Conference Finals. But they probably won't. Yeah. Like, we worry about LeBron's 10th ring coming up, baby. It'll be 82nd ring.
Man, he could do that Booker T-shirt then afterwards.
That 18th Lakers Larry O'Brien trophy, the 18th banner. That's what we worried about.
Fuck
about opening night.
We got the
rings opening night. You didn't even give a fuck about this dub opening night.
I don't know why they always have a game on ring ceremony anyway.
Yeah.
Have you noticed every team that gets their ring always loses that game?
Yeah, that's what they point out on the last time the Lakers won back-to-back rings in 2009 and 2010. They lost both those games. I don't give a fuck about this game.
Like, I ain't about to break my kneecaps beating the Clippers.
Yeah, I know we're still on a play. We still put up 138. And our best four players put up like 22 plus each that night.
And that's not giving a fuck.
90 combined. And we didn't give a fuck. That's us coasting.
That was straight. That was the Clippers ring ceremony.
Yeah.
They were just like, we did it.
My God, this just came up. Yeah, the Clippers are down 50 at the half.
Oh, I got it.
People, I didn't plan this shit. This literally just came up.
I got it.
Clippers down 77-27. Oh my gosh.
Cody, it says largest halftime deficit in shot clock era.
Holy shit. What the hell are they gonna say now? Oh,
didn't we just beat the Mavericks?
Oh, we did. Yeah, yes.
We just
finally, but like 20 plus. Yes. Motherfuckers. 50.
Have you noticed that
they can never? All.
It's just embarrassing, actually. I got this shit. Clippers down 50 at that.
What the fuck?
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to put this game on in the background. Bro, I actually got to see this shit.
I have the title of this episode right there. Clippers down 50.
No. And I don't even want to put their name. I just want to say, they down by what?
They down by what? Slash best of last okay. Oh my God, dude. But it's so funny. We were just talking shit. Then boom, that notification pops up.
You know,
that's amazing.
And do you know the Mavericks are 0-2?
Oh my God.
They about to be 1-2 right now, but
bro, what the fuck?
Cody, the Mavericks
made history.
The Mavericks in the second quarter have 41 to the Clippers 14. That's fucking high school basketball.
Oh, my God.
Damn. This is, man. Hey, man.
I know Twitter is blowing up right now. Let me check Twitter real quick.
Cody.
I know. Cody.
Paul George had 13 of them points. By the way, they only had 13 in the first quarter.
Oh,
Paul George, Cody, he looking at it like going like, you motherfuckers, y'all don't even try.
Oh my God. This just derailed the entire episode. This is amazing.
Oh shit.
Holy shit.
You know what's funny is I never get Clippers notifications.
Oh my God, dude. Well, yeah, because none of them all are anything noteworthy. They're just like, oh, yeah. I did this, did that.
I'm not even subscribed to like Clippers notifications. But they doing so bad that they was just like, look, we got
to tell you. They're on the main page of ESPN. Yeah.
Yeah, I love this shit. It looked like a stocks chart right now. Look at that shit. Look at that shit. That shit's like COVID 2019 cases right now. Like, look at that shit.
Oh my God, dude. Oh, shit. Damn. Oh, man.
Damn, that's embarrassing.
Oh, wow. Wow. That just made my Sunday. Like a lie.
Man.
That shit made my Sunday.
Man.
Wow.
Ibaka had 5 points. Paul George had 13. And Kennard had 3. Dude, that is all the points they fucking scored, Cody.
Oh,
that's a goddamn shame. Well, oof. I don't even know what to say about that now.
Yeah. How are we going from that?
Oh. Yeah, what are we talking about? All right, goodbye, everybody. That was the end of the show. So, people, like we said earlier, this is our best and worst of 2020 of the last drop. And according to the worst of the Clippers. I don't think you get no worse than that. Shit.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking bad. That's pretty terrible. Here, I need to drink this old Carter real quick.
Oh. That's just hilarious.
Oh,
wow.
That's really funny, actually. All right, what are we talking about now today? I kind of lost track now. So anyway, people, this is probably, at least to me, this is the biggest show of the year right now. This is the accumulation of the whole year for us. This is 12 months of work right here. Bam. And what made this this list kind of easy, too, it's kind of the pandemic in a way, because we only been doing one drink since we've been doing Zoom shows.
That's true. That's true.
So it made it really kind of easy to narrow it down compared to the previous year, if you will. But I put together, this is top five, but I put a top 10 list together, and we could run through that 6 through 10. I have a worst of, it ain't a list, but it's just some honorable mentions to say that this was shit and I will never drink these again.
I have three worst ofs, and they're all on the same show. I'll say
that. And then I have, you know, we have the Bar of the Year, that prestigious award here that we give.
I also have an honorable mention for that.
Yeah. And I got some honorable mentions, you know. That's pretty much about it here. So
yeah, I like JB. I only got a top five. I was lazy this year.
Well, you in the Bahamas? I mean, you.
Yeah, I'm trying to chill out. I ain't trying to do too much brain power.
And then once you found out all these people were rich and shit by not doing nothing, you just figured, shit, I ain't gonna do nothing either. Then Cody found out the water boy makes $3,000 a year. I mean, a month or whatever.
Yeah, so I was like, you know, fuck this.
Yeah. He was like, I'm gonna go lay by the water.
Yeah.
Cody, only the brother on the Bahamas with a sweater and a
He had a sweater. Yeah, it's a sweatpants on right now.
And a scarf.
Yeah.
He said he don't want to catch that COVID.
Nope.
So he used that scarf as like a wraparound. He wrapped that bad boy around, whatever. So I'll give my 10 through 60, and I'll run through that list, Corey, and then we can get into our top five, whatever, you know. So my 10 through 6 here, I got at number 10, I got Little Book Chapter 2. That was February. That was early in the year this year. And it was amazing, especially to be an American whiskey, too. Now, granted, you know, I know that it's been like
whiskey and not a bourbon.
And I know that it was like, you know, 40% Canadian rye and, you know, 30% this and that, stuff like that. But
made in America.
It harvested from other countries, but still American, baby.
Made in America.
Just like Trump suits. You know, I mean, so number 9 was, I didn't even plan this, but I just now thought about this. The 9-year-old Old Fitzgerald at number 9. Number 8, Cavalon Solis Sherry Cask. Number 7, this was a little higher, not that much higher, but a little bit higher, like 3 days ago. Number 7 was the Weller Antique OC Orange County Bourbon Society store pick. Thank you very much for that pick, people. Number 6 was, and this was another hard one too. This was a little higher. Number 6 was Cavalon Port Cask. That brown, sweet goodness right there. So yes, go over that one more time. Little Book Chapter 2, Old Fitzgerald 9-year-old Cavalon Solis Sherry Cask, Weller Antique OC Store Pick, and Cavalon Port Cask. Cody, you know what? Fuck it. I'm feeling random right now. What is your bar of the year? I want to know, Cody.
It's going all over the place.
I can't control myself. I want to know your bar of the year, Cody.
R/ Brewery of the Year. You know where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
Last one we went to together. Oh, well, I guess you're going to count the other one I'm going to mention too.
I'm about to say we went to a lot.
Brewery X.
We went to
Brewery. I got to give it to Brewery X.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. That was a great. Actually, that whole day was a badass day. Yeah. Did we go also go to McAllen Clubhouse that day too? Was that a different day?
That was a different day.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a different day. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the day we went to that shitty ass strip club. Man.
When we went to Brewery X, that was when we went to Bottle Logic. Remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We went to Bottle Logic, and then we kind of looked at the place and was just like, "That's it."
Yeah,
it was like, wait a minute, how much y'all sell y'all beer for? And this little ass.
Yeah, I remember they had that throne from Game of Thrones.
And that's why we wanted to go, because we was like, We was like, shit, I want to sit in that big ass chair and chill. Yeah, shit. Like,
you saw they had a chair. You're like, oh, fuck this.
He is not lying, people. When we got inside, you should have seen the look on my face. I was like, oh, this is. Scotty got there before me. I think you had a drink and maybe some food.
Yeah, too, I had a drink. Yeah, had a drink. Yeah, that little food truck outside.
Yeah. But like when we went outside, man, it was like literally the size of a bedroom and a bathroom mixed together.
It was very small.
And I was just like looking, going like, that's it? Like, I was expecting like some kind of, because, you know, Bar Logic is like really high in price, high in demand, very popular stuff. So I was expecting Brewery X for Bottle Logic.
Right.
I was expecting to be like, yo, this is like the Chuck E. Cheese for beer people, you know? it was like literally some random ass bar.
Right.
It was like,
right.
And then we went to, I have a feeling, like I want to say we went somewhere else before we went to Brewery X, but I can't remember. And then we went to Brewery X. I feel like we went somewhere else.
Did we?
I cannot remember, because I know we killed time before we went to the strip club.
Right.
Because there was three breweries in that area, remember? And I don't remember the name of the one.
I think we tried to go to one, but
it was closed or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember because we drove down there and we just like oh, fuck this, then. Literally enough, funny enough, the best one out of the three, well, we didn't go to one of them, but it was closed or whatever it was, but the best one out of the three was our last choice.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about it.
Right.
Because there was like, it was literally like 6 minute drives within each other.
Yeah.
Like if you wasn't driving, you could walk to these places and get to them each by like 15 minute walks or whatever and stuff like that. So as we went to Bottle Logic first, obviously, because we were going to do a Bottle Logic show. And then we went to this other place. I can't remember the name of that fucking brewery now. I know if you look up the Anaheim area on the map, it just points out the breweries in that little area and shit. And then we went to Brewery X. Quite the brewery, if you will, I must say.
Yeah.
I was completely blown away.
Yeah. Really was. They had like all these different sort of like squadrons of like areas to drink in. Remember they had the outside little dog park there.
Mm-hmm.
And the inside little not romantic, but more I guess intimate kind of setting.
Yeah, it was kind of like a date
bar.
Night.
Yeah, the sports bar area with the big ass TV or TVs with all the benches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then they had like the, I guess like the background, like that warehouse. Yeah, like all kinds of shit going on back there. They had the food truck, and then they had like another mini bar area we could pick up shit to get drinks.
Mm-hmm. I was confused and overwhelmed, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on.
But the best part about it too.
Yeah, live music too.
Live music.
That's right.
But the beer was actually really good. Like, those spots that
had a shitload of beer.
Yeah.
we had a shitload of beer.
And it was all quality stuff.
Yeah.
All of it was quality.
Yeah. If you go back and listen to that episode, you can hear people in the background.
Yeah. Weird stuff right now. Sounds alien.
It sounds insane and definite, but don't worry. Once I get that vaccine, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get that vaccine, baby.
That backs me up.
Come on.
Backs me up, Captain.
Stick me like you love me. Yeah. once I get that vaccine, when that Pfizer gets into my system, I'll be like, Pfizer me up, baby. Come on, baby. Shit, I'm going to be like, when do I come back for the second shot, please? Mm-hmm. May I have another, please? Yes. so yeah, but funny enough, Brewery X is my bar of the year as well, too. So
nice.
We are in agreement of that one.
Nice.
It was going to be barcode for that burger.
I was about to say, that's the honorable mention, is barcode.
That burger, man.
That double peppercorn, whatever the fuck you want to
call it. Not only that, we had new drinks, too. That was Casper's.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Fuck that. Barcode's my dear.
I can't argue that.
Cody said that burger, and I just remembered that ketchup dripping on my face right now. Cody didn't see me, but I almost got intimate myself. I went, That goddamn burger. Now, maybe it would have been different had I ate, because I didn't eat at Brewery X. I will say this, Brewery X, though, it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
It really is. Like, it almost feels like a craft beer theme park.
Dude,
it's not what it feels like.
It's the Chuck E. Cheese of adults and stuff like that. They need to put some arcade games in that little warehouse.
That's like the only thing they're missing.
Like a pinball machine or something like that, some air hockey, whatever.
Yeah, but like a foosball table, yeah.
They may not have the best beer there, but they have really high quality beer there. And God damn it, I want to watch a fucking Laker game there. Okay.
Yeah. Also, it's well priced too. So you see that you're not gonna
dirt cheap.
You're not gonna starve your pockets at all.
I don't remember what the menu looked like, but I remember, if I'm not mistaken, the highest thing on there was like $13.
Yeah, probably $13 or $11 or something like that.
I don't remember anything being higher over $15 or more or whatever. So, and you get like nice pint sizes too, whatever. Tasting sizes are fucking perfect as well. Those might have been like, what was it, $4 for the tasting
four,
one?
Like four, yeah, like four.
Three bucks. Or $4 or whatever shit. Because I remember we both had cash on us because we were planning on, you know, stripping it up.
Yeah, doing other stuff. Yeah.
Sucked ass. So I'm like, we should just stay at Brewery X. We made the best of that though. Later on,
yeah, we did.
And Cody at that ATM machine, motherfucker, at that they couldn't control himself. So okay.
Contain that him, was so. A different night.
that was the same night
without you.
Same night, man.
That was the night for me. We went to McCallum's Pub.
Cause that was
another adventure after that.
Cause I whispered in your ear saying, "Look, this cash I got in my pocket. That's all I'm spending, baby. You know, I'm gonna keep it nice and clean."
Yeah, that was the plan.
Yeah, that was the plan that I executed, Cody. What are you talking about?
You did not. You fell miserably.
Hey, baby, I'm trying to be rich, baby. Come on now.
in fact, you felt so bad, you went another night and did the same shit for you.
Hey, why y'all bring up old shit? Didn't I go three nights in a row?
Oh, you went three nights? Oh, you know, something like that. You didn't tell me a third night.
It was really bad. I know that. it was really bad.
Hey, well, yeah, she it was limited time only. Cause I know she, well, never mind.
Man, that girl. I'll never forget when I came out, when I talked to her.
I'll never forget that look on your face when you came out doing what you did. I thought you left the motherfucker. Where the fuck is JB at? And I saw you just stumbling out the back room like, man.
She was trying to talk to me and I was just looking at the sky. I was like, what just happened?
Like, Jesus Christ.
What a great time. What a great fucking time. I was like, oh. I was like that dude in that first shitty strip club we went to.
Yeah, there's a shirt shit you will never forget. That look on your face.
It should be on a shirt.
It really should.
I remember she was like, "That's your friend right there." And I looked over at Cody. I was like, "Oh, yeah."
It's like a combination of that Doc Rivers face, but with excitement. That's what it looked like.
Like a loss for words type thing.
That bottom lip was just hanging.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like the Clippers right now, basically. I was like, we got by how much now? Like, Oh my God.
Except by down by you, like, I spent how much?
I tried not to think. You know what? I only thought about it the next morning and when I saw those receipts.
Yeah. The next morning, you're like, fuck. I'm about to go back again.
Yeah. Let me go back down there and just make sure that nothing wasn't,
Make sure it was worth it.
No, make sure there was no discrepancies or nothing like that. Yeah. I still have a photo of that cranberry juice that we bought.
That bullshit. Yeah.
We didn't get liquor.
Buy at the bar. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a $3 cranberry juice or some shit. And I was just like, there's no liquor here? Oh, man. What's up with that shit? See, I'm used to Vegas. Where it's like liquor.
All over the world.
There's liquor and titties everywhere, Cody. So when
they got liquor faucets.
Shit. If anything, they trying to get you fucked up. They want you to spend money. Yeah. So
exactly. Yeah,
I love it. Up. LA and Orange County, they so PC. They like, would you like to, you know, against your own will now? You know, we don't want to be against that or whatever. Would you like to use a cat? No, I wouldn't want to do that casually. That girl broke me off, though.
What?
When I found out you could do whatever you want in that background, I was just like, I remember telling her, I don't give a fuck what the price is. Let's just go. Let's just go. God damn it.
Tell me later.
tell me when you got your snatch in my face. Anyway.
was explicit with it. All right, I see.
Yeah, that. When your taint isn't my face, Jonathan, then we'll
keep damn. Jesus. This classic JB right here. This is uncut, unfiltered.
This ain't no like Jay Ramey.
The other day.
this ain't no Jay Ramey. This
no,
is
no, this is straight up uncut.
This is like this is
in your face, no pun intended.
This is like me and you. This is me becoming you. Put your toes in my mouth, please, girl. Like all that shit.
Lord, here we go.
Just like, man. Yeah. Hey. Anyway.
All right, Brewery X.
Yeah, Brewery X and Barcode.
Barcode. All right. Bruce idiot. That's my honorable mention was Barcode.
And my honorable mention is Brewery X. I thought about McAllen's Pub, but then like, at the end of the game, I was just like,
no, that was cool, but no, it didn't live up to
it. It didn't blow me away. No. Like, not at all. Like, I was not blown away and stuff like that.
You will hear McAllen's Pub mention again for me for a certain thing. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
I mean, they have a supply of liquid beverages, whatever, but like, bar of the year, nah. Brewery X got that experience. Barcode mm-hmm. just has that retro vibe there. That burger the and that
vibe, and then the burger. This is the best food item I probably had this year.
Oh, without a doubt, it's the best. It would win burger of the year if we did that shit.
Yeah, if we were a burger show.
Funny enough, we probably was gonna do that because we planned on going to more breweries and shit like that. So yeah. Obviously, we was gonna get burgers, or whatever. But then mm-hmm. God said, nah.
Yeah, because remember we were turning upwards, man. We were in a swing, man. We were right in the swing of things.
Yeah,
we were going to go here, about to do this. People were loving the bar reviews, the brewery reviews. People were loving that.
Yeah,
shit.
And yeah.
I was like, fuck you,
curveball. Yep. Ooh, he looked at it and said, "Oh, I hit that shit home." Mm-hmm. Oh, he's like, "Oh, it's going to the next stadium."
Oh, you think this shit gonna stay in Wuhan, huh? No, shit, the states.
Cody, he hit that ball so hard it was at Dodger Stadium. That shit flew all the way to Anaheim. He went to Anaheim yep. Stadium. I was just like, "Well, damn, it's gone now, huh?" Okay, yep. All right, cool, all right, whatever. Yeah, because we wanted to, because for like beer weeks, we were gonna like potentially do like a brewery as well.
Yeah, breweries. Yep.
Yeah, and then we wanted to do more bar reviews as well too. But,
oh yeah,
you know,
that was the flagship show, the bar reviews.
That COVID really just fucked. That COVID really just fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Because remember, we was doing it in March. We was doing every week was a bar themed
because mm-hmm.
Whiskey Week was McAllen's, Brewery X was for Beer Week. Obviously, mm-hmm. we did the strip club for for the March for the bar yeah. thing. And I think that's it because we had to stop there because that's when good lockdown came in and shit started closing down. It's just like, oh,
yeah, it was the week after we went to McAllen's.
So then we found out that Barco was doing the burgers for like to go. And we was just like, man, I got to go up in there. Shit, I got to get this fucking burger, man. And then COVID got worse. So yep. they wasn't able to sell the burgers no more. And it's just like, man, look, I like y'all wings. I like y'all tacos. But it ain't that burger. It ain't that burger.
It
ain't that burger.
Nothing is a burger.
I'm putting it out there right now, Rich. I don't know where you got that meat from. I don't know what you was getting that bread from. I will go buy you the goddamn grease if you just make me a burger.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what kind of, I don't know if it's like 80-20 or, you know, 70-30. I don't know what kind of, but I know whatever it was, that seasoning, that shit
hit. That pepper jack crack corn seasoning on it.
That pepper corn.
Ooh, man.
But I can put it over the top because, you like we were saying, like you never had like a pepper, I never had like a peppercorn seasoned burger.
No.
It makes so much sense. A lot of fucking sense.
It tastes great because, you know, it had that mesquite taste to it too. And everything. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Like a slight smoke. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people, this is in like a backroom kitchen type. This ain't on no, like a barbecue smoker or nothing like that. This is on a regular ass kitchen grill.
Yeah,
and
regular little griddle. Yeah, little griddle. Yeah.
So, shit, I'm sitting here going, like, God damn, dude, who your chef, brother? I need to be roommates with that motherfucker right there. Hey, man, what you planning on cooking today?
Yeah, what you doing on here? Yeah.
Yeah, so, Cody. Brewery, man, that shit. Brewery X Barco, baby. That's right there. So,
OC.
Why don't you give your 5, 4, and 3 of your best of beer?
Honestly, this is really in no particular order. I guess like the top two are like, yeah, those are the ones that are like. Oh,
that's kind of why I said go through the 5, 4, and 3 like just right away.
Yeah, but yeah, five through three. Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and knock those out for us then, real quick?
Yeah, for sure. yeah, let's see. So number five, this would be one of the two beers I have from this particular episode that was actually the first beer week we had this year in 2020. This is Upright Brewing St. Ives. If you remember that one, that was the one in the it was like pinkish, reddish, purplish can.
I remember it had
it had like this whole raspberry cherry thing going on. I mean, really fucking good. Like I remember the beer like too well because that was a long time ago. And then listen back to the episode. I remember like, hey, this is one of them. Yeah, stood out for me. Number four, I gotta go with Untitled Arts. This stout just got serious. That one was super, super rich. I think I had, that was like one of the one I had like after, or really right before I had that Double Barrel Bourbon County. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh shit, nothing's gonna stand out. But this one came out, and I never had an Untitled Art beer before this. So I was like, oh shit, this is good.
Jay Remy approves of anything with art in it. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Jay Remy approved.
Yeah,
just got serious.
He approves that.
Yeah. And coming in at number three is Dry River Brewing's First Contact. I've ever had this.
Oh my lord!
With the Chance Encounters. I remember the Chance Encounters. It's like, oh, this is kind of a little too tart. I want some more balance here. Then we had that First Contact. We were like, oh shit!
That's exactly what you said in that episode too. Exactly what you said in there.
This is the one right here. I was like, yeah, okay, this is what I was looking for. This is my kind of sour.
My nipples are hard.
Perfect. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my three through five to three right there.
That
five
turned me on, Cody. I ain't gonna lie. All right, Cody, break down to us your number two. I want to know in detail, why was this your number two? Yeah. Break that logic down to us, Cody. Break it down to us. Why was this your number two, sir?
I want to say this one.
Give us a little backstory before you say what it is, you know?
A
little backstory why you picked this.
Well, spoiler alert, it was on the same episode as my number five.
I do remember. I remember that now.
You know. I should be shot because last year, and I was planning on doing it this year, I was going to a lot of brewery tours in different states. That was my plan for 2020. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to all these fucking states. I'm going to hit up all these breweries. I'm going to have a great fucking time.
Portland, Seattle. Those are the two.
COVID fucked that up. Yeah, speaking of Portland, this is from a brewery in Portland.
Yeah.
Upright Brewing again with their Fantasia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And this is primarily based off the shock factor. I was not expecting it to be this fucking good. Like, damn. I heard about Upright. It was one of the spots I wanted to hit up when I went to Portland last year, but I didn't get a chance to because Portland has so much shit, dude.
It's got a lot.
Corner. And Portland's a big fucking city. And it's like a lot of shit. And I stayed there for like 2 nights and I couldn't hit up everything that I wanted.
If you didn't know it was a big city, Trump tells you that like for the past 2 months. He's been saying it was a big city.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the longest, yeah.
Yeah, and also shout out to Portland too. I didn't know they were down for the cause because, like, the BLM movement. Yes. Shout out to Portland. All right. I see. Yeah.
They representing over there. Cody on the rooftop with a beer raising his glass, like, you know,
Portland, I see, buddy. All right. I see you. Much respect. All right.
You know, it's funny because I always knew Portland was a big, like, alcohol town as far as, like, the darker liquids go and stuff like that. I never once thought of going there until, and the reason why I went there, the one time I went there was, it wasn't even because I wanted to go. It was a buddy who was there. He was going or whatever and stuff like that. And they were picking up some stuff. So I was like, all right, I'll tag along, whatever. I had points to use at JetBlue. So
yeah, right.
Free flight, whatever. There's a lot of fucking alcohol places out there. Like, it's like, I wouldn't, maybe in my mind, it's underrated as far as like one of those alcohol cities.
I think it's underrated. Yeah.
But it reminded me of when we first used to go to San Diego before we found out that that was an alcoholic town.
Mm-hmm.
So I fell in love with Portland for that matter. And I actually did one of the this year. I wanted to travel more stateside instead of outside the country because I haven't been to some of these states in so long, whatever, that I forget that, like, you know, times have changed now. And the beer and whiskey, wine, whatever it may seem, it's changed a lot. And I'm talking I'm talking about like in like the last 5 years, it's changed a lot too. Like, you know, I did want to go because Kentucky was on my list. I wanted to, funny enough, I actually did want to stop by Tennessee too, just to check out, like, you know, that was about as far as deep south I was going to go.
I mean, Tennessee is like that last safe spot before you, like,
Before you hit Mississippi, Alabama and shit like that. Like Tennessee, I was
because Tennessee is kind of like a tourist spot.
Like Memphis is a little touristy too, whatever stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but like those are like as far as deep south I would
Tennessee.
Go.
So
back to Portland, you know, all these other, like, you know, smaller states or whatever and stuff I wanted to go to. But like Cody said, you know, COVID kind of came and said,
yeah, they fucked that all up. Now
I know somebody listened to it. You could still go there.
Yeah, do what? I'm gonna do that.
I can tell you this right now. If you got a house in Hawaii, bless your heart, because Hawaii is strict as fuck on they COVID shit. They not playing around with it. They're
chilling
because they don't have that much many hospitals out there. So like they're not allowing tourists there at all. So it's like they've arrested people and everything. So if you flew to Hawaii right now, they tell you right at the airport, turn your ass right back around. We're not playing around. Either you turn back around or we arrest you. So if you live in Hawaii, man, you must love it right now. You're like, ain't no tourist here. I'm just sitting on the beach just chilling. Find my own environment, man. When I heard about that, I was just like, God damn, I got to sneak into Hawaii somehow now. Got to sneak onto that goddamn island right now. Give me a house out there.
Hell yeah. But that Fantasia, man, I love how soft and delicate it was. Had that right peach. It was bright, floral, citrusy, but also it had that oaky touch to it too. Man, it was just like sours go. Man, that one was like that's like the quintessential. That's what I want. I like the in your face stuff. That's nice. If you want to punch with sourness and tartness,
that funk.
I'm with it. Yeah. I'm with it, but man, when you could like add all these other nuances and make the sour more complex, I'm in love with that, man.
Beer reminds me of Islay whiskeys, you know, LaFleur's and stuff like that, or whatever.
Okay,
it ain't for everybody. It's got a certain ingredient, like obviously Islay whiskey's got that peatiness and smoke shit, whatever. With sour beer, it's got that tart and that funk that some people just ain't gonna want to fuck with. They get a whiff of that bad boy. They go like,
"What the hell is this?
I ain't drinking ass."
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
Funny enough, in one of those episodes that you're talking about right now, I literally said in that episode, "Shit, I want that ass. Give it to me."
Yeah. That's like I said before. It's a sign of a good sour, probably. Most likely, the shittier it smells, the better it's probably going to taste.
I think more so too, in an alcoholic such as our mind or whatever, we realize that the smell doesn't equate to the taste.
Oh, not at all.
Some people that
especially with sours,
some people that don't even drink as much, whatever, they put the equivalent of if it smells like shit, it must taste like shit. So it's, you know, but I digress. One another here. So smell and taste are two totally different.
Whole different experiences. Oh damn! That smell got you some type of way. Shit!
God damn!
The old sky hidden. Old sky hidden. JB.
That old Carter just like fucking just that MGP.
Old Carter. My bad. Old Carter. Old Carter.
Shit! Let me holler at Carter over here real quick. You know, shit.
MGP baby. MGP.
God damn! Shit. Oh my god.
Take your time.
Smells great. I mean, it doesn't smell like 50 points behind, but shit, it smells great, you know.
Throwback. Tired. All right. Let me check in on the Clippers real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, can you do a daily update on us real quick?
Yeah, we do up there on the flippers, as I like to say.
Give me the status. I ain't getting no notifications about they losses right now. So what's going on with them? Come on now.
Let me see what's up with these flippers.
They should be starting the fourth quarter right now, right?
I think so. Or yeah, close to done.
They wrapping up the third. Oh my lord, Cody. We have 102.54.
Oh shit.
Damn.
Ooh.
Hey, but Cody, they came back up. Got that extra 30 points.
Yeah, I guess they they're still down by 48.
Yeah. Hey, so I think by the end of this episode, the question is, will the Clippers make it to 100?
Yeah.
Find out.
Hell no. Fuck no. There goes, no. They're going to score close to 50 points.
Hey, man. Yeah. That Clippers offensive team just rebound, Cody. Come on now. Give him a chance. Hell baby. No. Come on. Give him a chance, baby. Come on now, baby.
This does put a smile on my face.
Oh, some evil shit right there.
This does put a smile on my face.
Okay. All right. So that is your number two, man. Your number two. All right, so I'll go ahead and get my five to three.
5 to 3. There you go.
Then I'll jump into my number two, and then we'll just shoot off our number ones. So my number five is, which is funny because it wasn't in my top five, whatever, but I actually had a little bit more left of it, and I bottle-killed that shit. And funny enough, because we had it at a bar for one of our bar reviews, and I was okay with it. But, man, I let it sit out in one of my new glasses that I got from good old Wonders of Whiskey. And I aired that bad boy up. That shit was heavenly. I was, oh, my Lord. Oh, I love these new glasses. But anyway, my number five is George T. Stagg 2018. We had that at the Hawk Bar. Funny enough, that was another bar, too, that was on my bar of the year, because it was just a dive bar.
It was a dive bar, but their whiskey list was beer list, too, was good, but their whiskey list especially, I was like, oh, shit, they got some little hidden gems here. I was like, hey, you wouldn't expect it from a dive bar like that. It looked like a straight-up dive bar.
It really legit is. And not only that, too.
Pool tables, all that shit, jukeboxes.
It was so random why I went there, too, is because I pumped gas at that Chevron next to it. And I always just saw people hanging out in front. I was just like, I ain't never going to no dive. So I looked it up. I looked it up while I was pumping the gas. And I was like, damn, it's got some beautiful women up in here and shit. Okay, let me look at the Yelp. And I started seeing the bar. I was like, holy shit. Now, granted, I didn't know how much it cost. I was like, it's probably like arm and leg and this motherfucker or whatever. But we went in there or whatever and shit. And it was a nice environment, man. Chairs are clean and stuff like that. The bartender there, I forgot his name.
Yeah, it was cool.
Was dope as hell, whatever and shit. Yeah. Ponytail, big dude, ponytail, whatever. He was dope as shit or whatever. They had the pool tables, the TVs there. That was the sad day, though, that when Kobe passed away.
Kobe died.
The day after might have been.
No,
it was the same day, same day. Yeah, we went same day. Yeah, yep. So it was and it was raining that day too. Not another. So it was
cloudy as fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. So bad day turned into a memorable experience, if you will.
Yeah, for all the good and wrong reasons.
Yeah, they had a George T. Stagg, and I didn't know what year it was when he brought the bottle closer to me. I saw the proof on it, and I realized, oh yeah, that's 2018 and shit like that. That's that batch right there. And I love the 2019 one, but this one, man. Oh man. It took a quiet, when I poured the rest of it, it took a quiet while for it to open up, but it's at 130 proof, and it's got that vanilla and caramel that's perfectly balanced. It's got that shy fruit in there that's like hidden, like a little hidden gem, but it's there. And the taste, the finish on it was so nice and long is what I liked about it, too. It was like, man, and that kind of, I don't remember what I had in that spot. But I moved that one up, actually. And I had George T. Stagg at number six beginning. I'm trying to remember what on this 6 through 10 I had that was on there. I think I know which one, but I can't remember. But this, it was fucking memorable as hell for me or whatever. And going back to it, I was like, God damn, dude, I forgot how delicious this was. My number four is something I also did too as well. Man, it's funny because in the review, I kind of made it seem like, oh, this is really good. But like, yeah, it is what it is, you know. But I just noticed about this, kind of like this old Carter here. I've been drinking that all year. So this is why this hit my number four. And I didn't realize it either until I saw the bottle and how low it was.
I need me a bottle. That's the next one I want, that old Carter.
So the my number four is Weller Foolproof 2020 batch. Woo! And that was funny because in that review, I made it seem like it was just a good drink and it was okay. But I look at that bottle and go like, I've been drinking that shit all year though.
Yeah, that's why things some things work though. It just kind of grows on you over time.
And right now, I have a pour of it in my new Wonder Whiskey glass here, and I got
that's Weller Foolproof.
Yeah, Weller Foolproof, and I've had the cap on it since we started this show. Actually, before we started it. So,
really? So it's been chilling in there?
It's been chilling there the whole time.
Wow, so okay. Dope.
I did that the other day and forgot about it, right? And it fucking killed my mind. I was like, holy shit. So, holy shit. That smell, it is like, it like just hits you right in the fucking face. On the nose, it's got that vanilla icing, that butterscotch and caramel with the oaky cinnamon smell to it, whatever. And then I'll go ahead and sip. Oh, just like on the GTS 2018, except even more. That finish is long. It's savory. It just stays there. It's not bitter neither. Oh, it just, the flavors are just hitting my palate. It's just, Oh, so good. So good. Oh, store pick. I'm at 125 proof here too. Oh, it just coats your mouth so well. Like it just knows how to fill it up and everything. Hits all the taste buds. I'm gonna go ahead and close that back up. We're gonna come back to you a little bit later. Ooh. So yeah, that was on my number four. That was my number five too, and I was going back and forth between that and the Weller Antique, because I always say that the Antique is the best Weller you could have. But that Foolproof, it just hit me differently this year, and I was the king of Foolproofs this year. I got every Foolproof that came out of stores. I was the king. Yes. Let's put some respect on my name, people. And my number three is Old Carter batch four. Got to put that NGP on there. I had some batch five. Bruh. It make batch four taste like shit. Oh my God, I wish I had that on the show. I didn't have it on the show, but batch four. Oh man, Old Carter was what got me back in the MGP years ago. Not years, but like two years ago, whatever. So when this batch four came out, and I got this one for the cheapest price I could find it for, at least, which was at about like 160, which is usually like 200 plus. So 160 was good price as it can be. So batch four, man, what I love about this, it's got that spice and those aromatic flavors to it right there. It just hits you in a certain way. Oh, man, I just love it. You can taste all that corn and oat in there and stuff like that. It's another one where the finish just like, it just sticks with you. It's long. It's not dry. It's flavorful. Oh, so that was my number three, Old Carter batch four. I got to get a bottle of that five though. That I got to get that batch five. I know a motherfucker. This dude. If I'm the king of Weller Foolproof and Cavalon this year, this motherfucker is the king of Stag Jr. This motherfucker got all 16 batches of Stag Jr. I was like, God damn. His cabinet had from batch one all the way to batch 16, which batch 16 was the one that came out. I was a big fan of batch 14. I got batch 16 in my cabinet over there. But Jesus Christ, all 16 batches. That's a kudos to you. That's some well hunting right there, I must say. And my number two, I had to pick this one. This was this was my whiskey of the year last year. Not on this show, obviously, because I didn't drink it on that show. But this one just blew my fucking mind. It lived up to the hype because I had two people tell me this was like their whiskey of the year or whatever. And I was like, fuck, I gotta get a bottle of this somehow, whatever. But I don't want to pay $300 for this shit. Fuck that. I'm not paying that for that. Especially when like some Costco's were, if you could get it, for slinging it for like 150, I think, 150 or whatever and stuff. So I was like, I'm not paying $300. You can suck my dick. I'll find that. I don't pay secondary on my bourbon. So I try to pay close to retail as possible. Secondary can suck my dick. Which, by the way, I hate to put this store on blast, but I went in there yesterday hoping I could end the year with another Booker's 30. Because I got one of my Booker's 30 this year from that same store for like $500, which I was just like, shit, that's a deal. I thought it would have been the same price. Corked, they had that shit for $800. I was like, you can suck my dick. That price on that and those bottles in there, holy shit. They had the Weller CYPB for $700 too. I was just like, oh, it ain't even secondary no more. It's like thirdinary. It's like, what is these prices? I almost had a heart attack. I almost had to call 911 or whatever shit. I needed an ambulance to give me some oxygen. But anyways, so that my number two, Four Roses 2019. Small batch limited edition. Woo, baby. Oh, that Four Roses. So I got that from a buddy. I bought it off him Super Bowl day when I was at his house. We were watching the game, and he had just picked up a Four Roses, and I just told him, shit, I'll give you $200 for it right now. He was like, sold. I was like, yeah, perfect. Shit. All right, cool. Because I think he paid $150 for it. So I hooked him up with $50 extra. Shit. I popped that bad boy open. Man, it lived up to the hype of what I was told. Those limited small batch limited editions made me never want to drink regular ass Four Roses ever again. I was like, why the fuck would I waste my liver on this shit when this God of a creation is here in my presence or whatever. The finish is long, it's creamy, it's got this dry finish, but it's light. It's a light with a little dust and cinnamon. It's got like this fruit gum taste to it. Oh man, you could tell it's like the palate. It's got that aged oak on it as well. All the juicy fruits and stuff. Man, and the palate on it, it's funny enough, my 3 through 5 were all about the finish. This one was more about the palate. This one's all palate. I love the finish on it, but the palate is just like incredibly insane with that wave of honey and oak that's just blending in together. Oh man, I love that pour so fucking much. Funny enough, I try to preserve that bottle as much as possible because, you know, they're a bitch to find, and I don't want to pay $400 or $500 because the older those bottles get, the more they just go up in prices. So I preserve that bottle like crazy. So every now and then I just pour like a little sip of that and just go like, ooh, yeah, hit the taste buds a little bit there. So my number five, George T. Stagg, 2018. Number four, Weller Foolproof, 2020. My number three, Old Carter Batch 4. And my number two was Four Roses, 2019. So, Cody, we are down to the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty
now. But you know what? Nitty-gritty. I'm about to change things up. I don't feel like.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I ain't giving you number one just yet, Cody. I don't want to hear your number one just yet.
What's up?
What the hell was your one whiskey of the year, Cody, that you had on this show?
Funny you mentioned that.
I switch it up on your ass.
Going back to one of the last bars we went to this year, back in the Collins Pub House, remember you bought that little special bottle that you had pour specifically for that little moment we had there? You remember that?
That Booker's 30.
That Booker's 30, baby.
Yeah, I had that Booker's 30. That would have been that would have been my number two had we recorded that on the show.
We didn't record that in the show. Oh,
yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm recording the show.
Mad about that too, because I was like, damn. You know why? It's because I filmed it.
Yeah, why did I think we recorded that on the show? Yeah, because you filmed it.
Yeah. Because remember they were like, we open it over there and stuff, and I was just like, nah, I want you to bring it over here and open
it.
Like that. Yeah. Because we stayed a little bit longer than we did or whatever, because I had to get that Booker's 30. There you go. I had to get that Booker's 30.
That's all right, baby. There goes my choice. I really don't remember what whiskey I had with you that like blew my mind.
I know what it was.
Won the show.
Glenfiddich 18, baby.
Yeah.
Just go ahead, announce that as your number one, your favorite whiskey.
I remember that Woodford Reserve, that double oak, that store pick you got. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And it was crazy because, what was it like? I think that was like right before quarantine.
Maybe a little bit after.
I think it was like in May-ish because I remember that was bourbon and I introduced bourbon
into
like the summer.
That's one that comes to the top of my head.
So what was crazy about that was, I had got a different Woodford from another place that they did their barrel picks together, but it was different barrels, and it was even better than that one we had on that one. I was blown away by this. Oh Lord, that Woodford Reserve was fucking delicious. Okay. You know who had a Woodford Reserve store pick this year too? Was Blind Donkey. They had their own little Woodford Reserve store. They had it around when the Kentucky Derby kicked in, which this year, Kentucky Derby was late because of COVID. Because usually it's in May. I think this year they had it in September, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. They had it. Blind Donkey had their own little store pick there, which I didn't get to try it or whatever because I was like, eh. I don't need to get any more store picks. I don't need any more store picks from that. But that's your whiskey of the year, the Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve, double O.
Craft store pick there. Oh, that extra chocolatey bourbon oak on it. Ooh, ooh, Lord. Oh, my Lord. I love it. My beer of the year, Cody. You was talking about it earlier. It made my nipples hard. I ain't been to this brewery, but it's gonna get brewery year too. Whatever, it's brewery year. Dry River Brewing, man. That first contact right there, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, I remember the juices, that pomegranate, that tropical fruit, but it wasn't as it didn't have that tartness to it, like you said, with Chance Encounters as well, whatever. It was like perfect. I remember when I re-listened to the show, I had called it in that order that bottle was going to be a last drop right there. And then right before we sipped it, when I re-listened to the show, I said, like, this is going to be my beer of the year. And sure enough, when we was putting this list together, I thought about this beer, and I was like telling Cody before we started recording, I was like, let me go back and listen to that episode, make sure I didn't talk some shit right now, whatever and stuff. And sure enough, everything I'm saying right now about it said in that episode as well too, that it was gonna be my drop of fame, my beer of the year. And sure enough, I still stick with that right there. Uptight Brewing, that was my second brewery if I was to do a top five, whatever, because that one really did. That was the first beer of the year and stuff, and that one really caught me off guard. But I also like the label designs and the can designs as well too. Same with Dry River Brewing. Although they had more of a generic style label, I thought that label was just so unique and I don't want to say different, but it reminded me of a sour ale label. I was just like, it's got all that. And it reminded me of some alien shit too. First Contact. I was like, it's got them green stars on it or whatever. Yeah, I like those bottle designs a lot too. So yeah, that was my beer of the year. Cody, what is, do you have any honorable mentions you want to talk about for beer that no. didn't make your list?
No, not a couple on the top of my head, no.
So I got some honorable, Upright Brewing was my honorable mention, but I got some whiskey for honorable mention. I got the Dalmore King Alexander. I got the Glenmorangie 18. I got the Hakushu 12. And I got the Old Forester store pick I got from High Time. So those are my honorable mentions.
Okay.
One reason why I probably did that is because I realized I didn't have any scotch on this list. Then I realized I didn't really buy any scotch this year neither, other than those I probably just named, actually. So I just didn't fuck with the scotch this year. I went strictly bourbon hunting, and it quite paid off pretty well, I must say. I mean, for the little bit of scotch I did get, it'll suffice. I mean, probably next year I'll probably have to definitely do a little bit more scotch hunting to do scotch season next year around this time. So, but those are my honorable mentions. Cody, what is your number one beer of the last drop in 2020?
Number one beer. It was one I had just a couple months ago, back during Halloween times. It was Drekker Brewing's Brains. That shit was out of this world good. As far as like a sour goes, that shit was straight juice. I forgot what exact puree, but I think it was a raspberry puree they put in there.
Yeah, it was raspberry.
Raspberry. Oh my God. That was fucking amazing. Like, you could get it to anybody. Try this. They wouldn't even know it was beer.
I remember it had that look in your glass like a daiquiri.
Yeah.
Like, it was all foamy at the...
Well, yeah, it's thick, yeah. It looked like a fucking... I forgot what they put it as, like a smoothie. They call it a smoothie sour. And that's what it looked like. It looked like a fucking smoothie. Just the presentation, the look, the way that head looked. And, man, that's flavor. Oh, my God.
I knew that would be in your top three. I didn't know it would make your number one, though. Which is funny because those Halloween episodes were meant to be a gimmick. So we never was expecting to...
It was supposed to be a gimmick.
It was not expected to have best of material in those.
Definitely far cry from the previous year's Halloween show. I'll tell you that. That's bullshit. But,
tell me about it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man. If they released that year round, I'd be all over that shit. That shit was so good.
What was the company? What was the distillery company? You remember?
Drekker Brewing.
Drekker Brewing. You never had anything from them before?
Yeah, man. Never had anything from them. And the crazy part about it, they had different variations of brains. Mm-hmm. Like that one, that was just the raspberry one I had. They had like other kind of fruits too and shit. I haven't tried, so. Who knows how good those are?
You should have got a six.
Yeah, man. Drekker Brewing, my number one beer of the year.
They only released those around Halloween?
I believe so. Yeah. Brains, yeah.
Interesting. So, my number one, and I ain't gonna lie, this one was hard. I thought I had it simplified when I first put this list together, literally last week when we talked about this, and I did it the day before. But then going back and trying, I went back and tried all these drinks again. And I kind of rearranged some lists. Not too much, though. Mainly in like my 4 through 10 running around here. But the 3, 2, and 1 kind of stayed the same. But number one did almost get switched around, whatever. And the only reason why I stuck with it is because I think I bought this bottle a shit ton this year. I must have bought this bottle 4 times this year, maybe. Now, granted, some of them are like different variations, different vintages, barrels and stuff like that, whatever and stuff. But I just meant like on the name of itself alone, I bought this 4 times. And mainly just because I was getting the hookup on deals. So shit, I was just like, I didn't have to pay that full $250 price on it. So I was just like, shit, if I can get that for $200 or if I can get that for $175 on one of my paid. I did pay $250 on the store pick one I got from my buddy with the dragon on it and shit. But my number one pick right here is the Cavalon Vinho. Cavalon Solus Vinho Barrica. And the reason why it's, like I said, it would made it so difficult is just like when I go for my number one, it's got to have everything. It's got to have all that stuff. And the one drink that I kept going back to this year, which is funny because this is not even my – I kind of put the port cask a little bit higher, especially on that episode I did with Yoon. I put the port cask a little bit higher than the Vinho, but I noticed I kept buying more of those Vinhos. Now, mainly because I kept getting deals on it, but I was like, yo, Vinhos, man, it was just hitting in the right place. And I, just like the Weller Foolproof, I also got this one in another one of my glasses here, my Wonders of Whiskey glasses. This one, I love this glass. It has like this gold long stem. And I've had it in this glass with the top on it since before we started here. So let's go ahead and unveil that bad boy. God damn. Shit. That just hit me right in the fucking face. Oh my God. This shit smells rich. Like, it just smells like you get all the red fruits. It smells insanely rich. All the vanilla, and damn, when you bottle it up like that, you get all those chocolate notes that it's been hiding in its characteristics too. Ooh, Lord. Oh man, I gotta sip this bad boy. Hmm. Ooh. Damn. Which is crazy, because I know that this and the port casks are mixed with wine casks. So, like, I think the Vinho has, like, a Chardonnay mixture of it, too. I didn't get that at first, but the more I kept drinking that this year, I was just like, oh, yeah, it definitely has those wine characteristics in it, too. Because the wine, the Chardonnay in it, it really helps balance the inside darker fruits. Oh, man, it's just intense, fruity, and complex, but well-balanced all at the same time. Right on the palate, it attacks you. It just, like, hits you right in the fucking gums. Mm. And I love that color stream of it, too. Ooh, it's got that wine color to it, like a dark plum cast or whatever.
It's very winey.
Mm. Oh, the palate is just full with these dark fruits on it, too. Mm. And it's just insanely oaky and rich too. Like, it's just, oh man. So yeah, out of all the Cavillons that I've had this year, I bought a shit ton. I plan on actually. So I did a photo of all the bourbon I bought this year. Well, at least most of it. I couldn't fit everything in that fucking photo. I'm gonna do a photo of all the Cavillon I bought, and then I'm gonna do a photo of all the Scotch I bought, which was like 3 bottles. I'm gonna try to do like a collage of my 2020 shopping. The Vinho was the main one I think I drank the most this year out of all the Cavillon.
Okay.
And it's crazy because I go back every year. Oh, it's a sherry cask. This is my favorite. Oh, nah, it's the port cask. Oh, this year. But this Vinho, man. And then what solidified it, even though I didn't do it on the show, was that store, that private barrel pick my buddy bought back from Hong Kong. Oh man, that just, everything that this one has, that one just intensified it. And shit, I wish I'd have bought 2 bottles off of his ass, whatever and shit, because as soon as I opened that one up, that bottle's almost empty now.
Oh, it did.
Yeah, so, and shit, this one's almost empty. I bought like 5 of these this year, and I think I'm already down to 3. I'm down to 3.
Yeah, you'll feel.
Okay. So, 2020 was a good year for alcohol, I got to say. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so overall.
It sucked in a lot of fucking things.
Particularly for me, this is the year I really, really started getting into whiskey. You know, I've been stocking. I've been buying, getting my feet wet, if you will. And I plan on 2021 even expanding that. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Don't get too excited. get them headache pills.
Hey, come to the territory, man. I know. I prepare myself.
Get them headache pills and be like, wait a minute.
I know.
Oh, man, you're going to be looking like Doc Rivers.
Oh, shit.
Well, bourbon season is pretty much over, so ain't nothing really gonna be dropping out. So
yeah.
You can probably pick up.
I guess I can coaster a little bit because that's my main thing, bourbon. So
you could pick up what 2020 leftovers or whatever if
they're still around.
Hopefully, yeah, I was gonna say if they're still around, but hopefully they don't overcharge them either or whatever. But
oh yeah, that too.
Shit. Mm. So goddamn good. So good. So good. But yeah, so that is my number one, is the Cavillon Vinho Barrica. Barrica. That's something Jay Arimi would appreciate. He looks at...
He would. That sounded like a sophisticated-ass name right there. Vinho Barrica. Barrique.
Hold on. I just got a note in my headset.
Oh.
Jay Arimi, he just told me that Barrica was his middle name at one point. Quite interesting.
Very fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very fascinating individual, I must say. So, it's been a shitty year, to say the least.
That has been a shitty year.
Shitty year. I can't think of anything that's been good other than the Lakers winning and liquor being good.
Lakers winning, yep. Yeah, pretty much it.
Yeah, the bourbon this year has just been fantastic. every store pick I've gotten has been fucking fantastic. Some of them blew my mind from where, which stores had them too, because I don't really like necessarily some of these stores. Like High Time, I definitely don't like them. They store picks suck. But damn, they finally knocked out the hat with that that Old Forester store. I was like, holy shit, they did a really fucking good job here.
That one I brought from Kenawanya, they actually grown on me a little bit.
Found the candy known as K&L, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Oh, that's a spot. That really is a spot. I got it. Thank you. Thank you for introducing me to that.
So you're into sweets now, I say.
Yes. Oh. Called the sweet. Got that sweet tooth.
Oh, boy. Oh. Mm. Mm. I told Cody about K&L, and I hate this motherfucker. I was on that goddamn site for 3 more hours after that shit.
Bro, they got all the good stuff, and it all is well priced.
I try not to fuck with them.
You can't just buy one thing. You know how that goes.
Yeah, that's why I try not to fuck with them.
I'm buying this $150 bottle, and you see this other shit, like, well.
The thing is because they're in Hollywood, and it's just like, do I really want to drive down there just for one bottle?
Yeah, that's my thinking too.
So, it's like, you know. And I got the hookup on them this year from my Cavalons. I got the Sherry Cask from them for $150. I was like, hell yeah, I want that. And I got Yoon had bought a port cask from them for $172, which that's cheap as shit because $170, it's like those port casks are $250 and they never go lower than that. So we got that port cask. What else did I get from them? I got some smoke wagons from them, the uncut, unfiltered, and some small batches.
One away, not uncut.
Yeah, that uncut, man. But that, oh, man, that, oh, boy, that fucking Desert Jewel. Oh, man, that shit is just fucking Desert fire.
Who's that from?
The smoke wagon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the one with the blue crest in it. Oh, shit, it's fire. As soon as I opened that thing up the other day, I said, I need another bottle. I looked that shit up. That shit's $400 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. that shit is not cheap or whatever. But the other one too, I love is the fuck. I always forget the fucking name of that one or whatever. It's like uncut, unbatched. But it's the one with the red crest in it or whatever. That one, I got a store pick of that one from Great Press. Shout out to Great Press for always hooking me up this year too, whatever, with putting me on that list and deeming me essential, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Little wink to the kid. Look, a little wink there. Yeah. A little wink and a nod or whatever. So shout out to them for always hooking me up, whatever and stuff. Shout out to that one fan of the show that tried to steal my shit.
I forgot that.
Bro, you're not JB. You're not JB. No. You're not him. Shout out to I want to shout out all the stores out there. Cletus Liquor in San Dimas. I actually made that drive out there. They hooked me up with the one on the Weller Foolproof store picks they got. I wish that store was closer, but it's not. So it's a bitch of a drive. But they got some good shit there. Prices are a little bad. Hey, they'll get a hookup. You know, that shout out to that store. K&L, we brought them up. They did the hook up there. What's some other stores we got the hook up on? Total Wine. I did a lot of my retail and shopping with Total Wine. I got the hook up this year of Total Wine. That's where I got my number 10. I'm on my number 9, my old Fitzgerald's at. I got a lot of my Wellers there for retail prices, especially my reserves. I got all my special reserves there this year for like $21 from them. Whatever. I got my Four Roses store picks from them this year, which were fucking fire. My single barrel store picks. So yeah, Total Wine was been the MVP. I'll give a shout out to Bevmo just for that GTS.
Yeah, they did give you the GTS.
I'll give them that.
I know you're reluctantly saying that. Give it a shout out.
Shout out to them. Moving on. Shout out to even though they fucked me yesterday, I got that Booker's 30 from them. For Corks, shout out to them. All the liquor stores out there, they all been great this year.
Shout out to Hilo Beer from most of my beer picks this year. Great store.
Yes.
Store.
Yeah. Shout out to them. Yes. Shout out to Brewery X.
Yeah, Brewery X. Body Beverage Company. Yeah, did me well too. Sherman Oaks.
Man, you're not even going to just shout out your number one, are you? You're not going to.
Who's that?
You're not going to shout out El Segundo, baby? You're not going to shout out. Oh, man.
I already know. That's good, baby.
You better call Tyrone, Cody. You better
It just goes without saying. El Segundo knows. They know what's up. They know.
Liquor Mart Whittier got a keg of El Segundo for $100. Huh. I was like, damn, somebody should have got that for Cody for Christmas.
Yeah, for real. For real.
I was going to send that to you, but then I was just like, I don't want to. He might be hard to contact after that. He might just be waking up with the fucking tube in his mouth. Like,
I'm about to say, that's. Like, you want to tap that man? No, that's straight from the keg.
Yeah. Oh man. So yeah, it's been a great year for the whiskey, for the beer, for the cocktail. It's been a great year for liquor and period. Okay, the store's all there, but it's been a great year for the Lakers. You know,
Lake Show.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about them Dodgers.
I got four and things, but get the fifth one.
Yeah, them five at that five time, Cody.
I get that five time. Five time. Yes, Spin a Rooney.
LeBron James is going to do an official Spin a Rooney when he gets to five ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know if I want to see that or what, but he going to do it though. Damn it, shit, he fucking better. Shit, that's all I know. Okay, so you can go ahead and end this show right now if you want to, but I got some worst ofs I want to mention for real quick. I got some worst ofs I want to bring up.
Oh, okay, this should be fun. Oh shit, well you already know. Yeah, I have a few.
These taste like shit this year, okay? these taste like shit, okay? Hey, these taste like goddamn dog shit. My, I don't have these in particular order. I was going to put them in order, but I said none of them really matter except for that number one right there. So you can just put this down. A Retort 24, that bourbon that I had, that was, I think I told you, it was like $400 plus now or mm-hmm. this shit. And I was like, damn, why did I open this shit? I should have resold this motherfucker. Cody, I can't even trade that fucking bottle now. Nobody wants it. Okay. Like, I'm stuck with this shit. I even told one dude, look, man, I'll take whatever you got, man. I'll take your Eagle Rare. If you got. He said, nah, man. He was like, I'm good. I was like, brother, baby, come on now, man. I can't even get rid of this goddamn bottle. It is just so unmemorable and just forgettable. It is bland as shit. But, like, I feel that way all about Orphan Barrel, though. All their years. 25, I had the 23. I had 22, 23, and 24 now. I think 21 was the best one I had so far, but that was so many years ago. But, man, those last three I had, it was just like, man, these are over $300. I was like, these taste, they're just so mediocre, and there's just so many other better $50 bottles out there if you could find them or whatever and stuff. So, yeah, that was just shit. I don't list these in any order, but two of those Battle Hill bottles I had that tasted like nothing. How the fuck do you have no taste to you? Like, just how? I didn't understand that shit. I was literally drinking nothing. I was sitting there just going like, you don't have any taste or anything? Like, get the fuck out of here with that. If you can put that at 5/4 or whatever, the numbers, whatever. My next three in a row is all Glenfiddichs. 12. Was that 15? Yeah, 15. 12, 15, and 18.
Well, since you're already on there, let me get that out there. That's my worst of this year.
It tastes worst like
of,
shit.
Out of any alcohol I tried. That was so, and that was the first alcohol. That was the first episode of the year.
Yeah,
and we started out with that shit. That
it
was horrible.
Like shit. Yeah, it was.
That
horrible.
Was awful. And I was so disappointed because, you know, people kept hyping up Glenfiddich. Like, oh yeah, it's some good scotch. Yeah, Glenfiddich. You know, it's a name. That's why. Yeah. Okay, cool. I always tried like the 12 before. You know, all before I was like into whiskey. I was like, okay, it's pretty good. And then mm-hmm. you know I. Then, you know, years passed on, you know, my flavors, my taste evolved, and I tried better shit. So let me revisit the Glenfiddich 12. That sucked. I tried the 15 and 18. Like, oh my God. Yeah. That toy away blew this whole whiskey conception. Like, yeah, the more you age a certain type of whiskey, the better it is. Nope. Not the case.
Yeah.
Not at all. And it's funny because most 15-year-olds I try whiskey, they're terrible. Like, I tried Glenlivet yesterday.
Oh, Glenlivet is shit.
That shit was awful.
Yeah, Glenlivet is shit. I like Glenlivet is shit.
That 15 and 8, awful. Terrible. 15 and 14.
Look, me and you have been saying this for 2 years now. I think every 15-year-old, look, we've been saying this since that Redbreast episode. Every 15-year-old,
yeah,
it ain't good at all.
I don't know what it is. But what is it about that year?
The only 15 I know we had on this show that was good was that Red Spot. That was a 15-year-old. Okay. The Red Spot 15-year. So that was really good. So other than that.
Yeah, but they suck. Oh, they suck.
Especially Scotch. Scotch 15-year-olds is just.
They all just suck. I don't know what it is about that year. It's
even one that I really like, I really love Dalmore Scotch brand. Oh, so good. So good. They have a good 12-year-old, 18-year-old, whatever it may be. That 15-year-old, it's not bad, but it's just like, this is so mediocre as fuck. Like, I don't. Oh, yeah, I'm not feeling this. Bourbon is fine in 15-year-olds, but nothing we had on this show. But so far, all the Scotch we have in the 15-year-olds on here, it's just been. That Glenfiddich 15-year-old was shit, which is crazy because the Glenfiddich, the high, it's funny enough, I guess it's not that crazy, whatever. So the higher end Glenfiddich tastes so much better than those age statement bottles we had, which is crazy to me because those are the three that are supposed to be the introductory into buying the higher end ones. It's like, who would drink this and be like, yeah, I gotta get that higher end shit. I gotta fuck with this. It was shit. And I had the Glenfiddich Grand Cru. Oh, so much good. So good. So much better than this shit. Funny enough, I think I like the the Nas bottles of Glenfiddich more than I like the statement bottles of Glenfiddich or whatever and shit. But that 15-year-old tastes like piss water. I'll never forget that taste. It tastes like fucking rubber. I was like, okay, this is shit. I was like, no wonder I'd never seen nobody drinking this shit. I was like, oh, it makes fucking sense now. Oh, shit. So that was trash. This ain't complete dog shit, but in my eyes, it's complete dog shit. That was that Boss Hog Samurai Scientist 6 edition. First of all, that bottle's $500. I don't like Whistle Pig. That's another one, too. But they're a rye, so... But I don't like that 15-year-old they got neither. And they 15-year-old is expensive. I found little Whistle Pig miniatures I gave to Yoon. It's like stocking stuffers. They got a 15-year-old in that one, which I was like, you know what? I may not like these, but I think every company should have miniature bottles. Like this is, it was $22. And I was like, this is a perfect way to get you into buying these bottles. If you like them or they'll try them out or whatever. So instead of spending a fucking, because that 15-year-old is like $179 or whatever for that Whistle Pig. And it's like, you could easily just buy the miniature. If you like it, you'll be like, oh man, I got to go buy that bottle now. You know? So I really wish more distilleries would introduce miniatures into their bottles, especially Cavalon. They have these unique ass box sets and shit like that. And it's like, why is there not a miniature bottle in those bitches? Like the one me and you had in that store pick one for Total Wine, the Cavalon X Bourbon Cask, that was this year too. It came in this box like a suitcase style and shit. And I was like, why is there not a miniature bottle in here? I don't understand this. Like, not only that, those Cavalon 10th anniversary bottles. So those glasses in there, which I thought looked cheap as fuck in there, I thought they looked like something you catch at when you go upstairs on a Macy's. And you see that fucking furniture set out. And I just looked at those and was just like, So I went on Amazon and I was just looking up glasses. I found these same fucking glasses. They don't have the color of the ones at the Cavalon 10 anniversary. I found these fucking glasses. You can get 4 of these bitches for $22. I was like, these cheap-ass glasses, Cavalon stuck in a 10th anniversary box sets. I was like, ain't this a bitch? I would have preferred a miniature bottle over these glasses. I don't want these fucking cheap-ass looking glasses. Not only that, I saw someone on Instagram giving those glasses away with a miniature bottle of, I forgot what it was now. I don't remember what it was, but with a miniature bottle. I was like, oh, I'm curious as to how much those glasses cost now. So that kind of pissed me off a little bit. I'm not going to lie. So I wish they would do that more. But Whistle Pig, I just do not like them at all. Like, I just think it's overrated as shit. Every time someone says, oh, you need to try this one, you'll like this one. I try it, and it turns out to be shit. The only one I remember really liking was the store picks that my buddy Chris bought to the OG meetup we had. He bought a few store pick ones or whatever. Those were really fucking good. I think they were 12-year-olds, if I'm not mistaken, too. And I see some stores that be having those too, but I'm not, they were good, but I'm not willing to drop $100 on them. They like $99. I'm like, they not that goddamn good. You know, maybe both spend $100. I don't know. And then they came out with that piggyback, which is like the cheapest one they have is like $50. That tastes like dog shit. But this bottle here, so it was bought because got it at Costco. And like these bottles don't ever go on sale. And they had this bottle's like over $500. They had it for $400. I was like, that's kind of a deal. And it's a limited edition one. Whistle Pig, if you have the black top edition, they send you like a little certificate saying you have one of the few hundreds of these bottles out here, blah, 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 et cetera, and stuff like that. I was like, that's dope. So it was more on the idea of collecting it than it was in drinking it. Cause when I drinked it and we did that show, me and you, it just tastes like fucking fire. It don't have any taste bud, it don't have a flavor to it. It's just, gasoline. Whatever. I was just like, wow, $500 and something for this shit. You know, you suck my dick. So this next one, this is my number one. Those other ones may not have been numbered, but this one's definitely numbered. I would not switch this up with any one of them. This is the worst one of 2020. Matter of fact, it might be the worst one of my lifetime.
Damn.
This was really fucking terrible. And this just goes to prove, too, not all store picks are great. Because I know some people think that, like, oh, JB always buys store picks because they're always the best bourbon you can get. They are. Some of them are. Because, like I said, High Time never has really any good store picks. I've bought, like, a few of theirs and just go, like, eh, it's just whatever. It tastes no different from their regular bottle. This one was a store pick. Jack Daniel's single barrel rye.
Jackie D.
This tastes like dog shit. I got a funny story to tell you, too. So I bought a Weller 12 recently. Got the hookup. Got the hookup. You know what I'm saying? That retail price. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That is the hookup.
There's a dude in the store, and I heard him talking. I heard him asking the guy, oh, do you guys got any GTSs, George T. Staggs, whatever and stuff? I went up to him and was just like, man, you ain't going to get that up in here. Shit. I was like, I wish. And we started talking. We were talking whiskey and stuff like that, and he just looked at me, and he just said, that Jack Daniel's single barrel rye up there, he was like, that double barrel just came out. He was like, man, it's so good. And I was just like, I don't really fuck with Jack Daniel's. I said it all angrily and shit. He just gave me this look like, he's like, he looked confused. He said, you really, you don't like Jack Daniel's? I was like, no, I fucking despise that fucking bottle. And you know what? It's funny enough, because I did this, I had this drink on that Kobe show I did. It was from El Cerrito Liquor Store Pick.
Okay.
Fuck you, El Cerrito. Fuck you, okay? Because that tastes like shit. I thank God it was only $50. Because Cody, does JB have to strangle a bitch? Okay. Because if I would have spent more than $50 on this bottle, Cody, I'd be chugging this shit out the. But the only positive about it is a picture of Kobe and a basketball on it. That's about it. Other than that. Yeah, even that's kind of insulting. Why would he be on the label of a shitty little bottle? Like, so I'm so upset, Cody. This tastes like shit. And it's funny because if you listen to that show, you hear me trying to be fair as I sip that shit. And I just go like, nah, this just tastes like shit. I was like, what is this banana in it? So this dude I'm talking to in this store, he is literally telling me the taste notes of that bottle. And I just looked at him and was just like, God, you just brought back memories. He was like, you didn't like the banana in it? I said, I fucking despise the banana in it. He said, well, this was his exact words, Cody. The double barrel rye, though, it doesn't have that banana taste to it, so you might like it. I looked at him and just said, I hope you have a good fucking day, sir. I just walked away. I got so mad. This conversation started so beautiful. From George T. Stagg, this nigga telling me he liked Jack Daniel's single barrel. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this son's fucking. That bottle was dog shit. It makes that Glenfiddich taste like fucking like.
Ooh, don't say that.
Oh, it makes it taste like a fucking heaven.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I would put all those I just put on my worst of list. I'd put those all on my best of list if it means I never have to taste that Jack Daniel's again.
God damn.
Holy shit. I'm gonna send Cody some. I'm gonna drop the bottle off at his house.
It's not like Tennessee honey levels are fucking awful.
Oh, it was about the level on there. Yes. The only difference is that isn't whiskey. It was some liquor shit. This shit is actually exposing itself to be whiskey. And it's just like, all right. Why you insulting my intelligence? And then it's got the audacity to be a star pick, too. It's like, oh. What the fuck you doing to me?
Kind of depressing, man. Not going to lie.
Oh, shit.
Not going to lie.
I would drink that Glenfiddich and Battle Hill together before I drink that goddamn Jack Daniel's single barrel rye again. Oh, that would taste like shit. And that's funny because those single barrel ryes, we had one of the single barrel bourbons on the 4th of July last year with my brother. We had the little version of one of those where we had the bourbon version or the whiskey version of that one, not the rye. And we was just like, this is just whatever. Like, this rye tastes way worse because they mixing some fruits that shit don't go together like at all. It ain't well balanced. I ain't never tasted such an unwell balanced liquor. I probably ever. It's like ever. I had no idea what, like, at least for some of the bad whiskeys or whatever we had, I kind of could see where they're going for here. I just don't like them. This one, I don't even know what they were going for. Banana, charred oak, maybe? What? No, thank you. It's got to be a, and not mind you, this is a star pick, too. So that means the people that own
somebody actually store, tried that.
Yeah, yes, yeah. They tried this barrel.
They'd be like, you know what? This is the one. Pick this one, and let's sell it here.
This is worse than Jack Daniel's honey. Okay, this is worse. This is worse than Jack Daniel's honey. The fact that somebody sat there, Cody, and had three fucking glasses. They had three glasses. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they had different barrels of each one. And they went and said, oh, wait, what is this one? This is the one. That makes you wonder, how bad was those other two then? How bad was those other picks then? God damn, that sucked ass. It was such a... I went back and listened to that episode. You just hear me just deflate like, it just killed the whole vibe. I mean, luckily my fucking sales saved that shit or whatever, but you know, like, oh my God. Oh, I was planning on saving that Jack Daniel's for last on that episode too. I'm thinking that I fucking did. Like, oh my God.
Holy shit.
Thank you, Great Press, for saving me with your store picks on that.
I had no idea.
I ain't been back to El Cerrito since.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Holy shit.
Now, granted,
I thought they had good taste in the fucking liquor.
Nah, but they don't.
It's not.
No. Damn. No, they don't. Plus, I hear the store owners, they're a dick, so.
Oh, well, there goes that. There goes my business.
Yeah, so fuck them. Yeah. I only went to them that one time. I'm not thrilled about my purchase, I must say. And then I found out that some of the store owners, from what I was hearing from people that live in that area, is like, I don't fuck with that store no more. The store owners are dicks. I was like, well, fuck that store then. I really don't like them now. So El Cerrito can go fuck itself. You get worst store of the year then. Don't fuck with them.
That's that.
Oh, man. And when I went there, people was buying Crown Royal. So Crown Royal and Budweiser. So, I mean, that.
Wow.
Ooh. That tells me about their customers. So it tells me a lot about their goddamn customers there. So yeah, I was not I'm not thrilled about that also. Yeah, that is it, people. That is, oh my God, I'm having flashbacks now. Shit. Oh God, I need the drink.
Let's wrap the show up. The Clippers end up losing by a total of 51 points. The worst in their franchise's history.
NBA history.
What a great way to wrap up the show. What a great way to wrap up this Sunday, actually, because we know the Lakers are going to win tonight. So, yes.
What a great way to wrap up 2020 with the last drop.
Right?
So Cody. Right?
You love to see it. Love to fucking see it.
The people want to know, did the Clippers make it to 100? Well, the answer to that is no.
The answer to that is a fuck, though.
No.
The final score was, let me pull it up here.
124-73.
Yes, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep. And the headline reads, Mavs destroy Clippers.
Yep, that sounds about right. Decimated, destroy, demolish, yeah.
Yeah, they basically, they Wellered them. You stuck a Weller label on them and said, you ain't never, ever going to see this.
Oh, you want that championship glory? Oh, okay, here you go.
Yeah, here you go, bitch. Shit.
Mine.
The Mavs told them, welcome to the NBA. The Mavs said to them, welcome to the NBA, bitch. They got their welcome for 2021. Really did.
Holy shit.
Damn. Mm. Mm.
Love it.
So.
Love it.
We are done here, people. That is it. That is a wrap for the show. You got everything. You got your bars, your stores, your whiskey, your beer, your all that shit, your breweries, your bars, your Clippers being annihilated. I mean, not your Clippers, because nobody's a Clippers fan that listens to this shit, besides Yoon and probably my sister. But they're Asian, so it doesn't matter. And, you know, and so then we move on to 2021, Cody.
Yes, we do.
Yes. We're done now. That's it. 2020 is over now. 2020. We so long, Zoom. Hello, Skype. We're moving up, baby. No.
Hell no. Zoom is working actually kind of good today for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that said, people, we bid you an adieu. Mm-hmm. We get out of here now. Cody, tell the fine people out there good night. Tell them your voice.
Well, people, thank you for listening on to the Last Drop for this long, tumultuous, bullshit, shitty year we call 2020. Thank Galactus, this shit will be over in a couple days. I'm ready to put this shit behind me. Way the fuck behind me.
You ready to start a full year of shit, right?
Yeah. Full year of bullshit. I'm going to go into that new bullshit. I'm probably going to go into bullshit we got in 2020.
Because last year, didn't you feel cheated that it started in April? Like,
yeah,
you know, like
I want that shit to start January 1st, guys.
Yeah, like you will this year, like 2021. Yeah, you will. Yeah. So there's some hope. There's a light at the end of that tunnel in 2021. But you're like, if I gotta rely on the American citizens to get me there, damn, we fucked.
So I think we're off to a good start in 2021. You know, with that bullshit stimulus check they're trying to give us, that little $600. That's adorable.
Trump is no longer president.
That is adorable.
It's very fucking adorable.
That's something.
Yeah. Yeah. He's that's something, right? That's a positive, right? That'll get us. If we can get Mitch McConnell the fuck out of there, that'd be adorable. Great. That'd be amazing, actually, whatever, you know, because, that motherfucker's face is melting. Like, it's like, what? He's got, like, saggy balls on his face. You know what I'm saying? If you ever wanted to look like, know what your balls going to look like when you become old, you look at Mitch McConnell's chin.
That motherfucker like Jabba the Hutt's chin. That's what he looks like.
That motherfucker look like Jabba, okay? Funny enough, his lips look like Jabba's fat lips or whatever shit. Like,
right?
He look like his rolls and shit.
That would look terrible.
So, yes, people, we're getting out of here now. Like I always say, I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And thank you for inviting us into your homes in 2020. Because we know you ain't had shit else to do.
Yeah, I was about to say, You better listen to us, goddamn it.
Yeah, so why don't you, you know what? It don't look like you're going to be doing shit in 2021 either. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, The majority of the year, you ain't going to be doing shit.
Yeah, and half you ain't taking a vaccine anyway, so.
I was about to say, So, all right. I ain't putting no microchips in my body. Fuck that.
Wasn't you snorting cocaine off a toilet seat in a bathroom the other day? Look here.
You like not wash your hands ever?
I'm going to tell you this right now. You ever been to an airport? You know a lot of people don't wash their hands if you go to an airport bathroom.
Well, shit, that's wherever you go. I say a bunch of motherfuckers.
I only say the airport because there's more people there.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
I ain't never seen so many people rapidly just leave stalls and just keep on walking.
How are you going to go into a bathroom, pull your dick out, take a piss, zip your shit back up, and then leave?
And then do this shit with your food.
Yeah. Like, oh. The whole damn.
Yeah, and you know, Cody, most dudes don't be shaving down there, so you know it's like,
man, they got the bush. They probably don't wash shit down there. Got the bacteria, got the pleats,
and you've been on a plane too, so you know it's sweating in your tank. You know your tank is sweating like a motherfucker. So you rush to the bathroom, Cody. You rush into the bathroom and you don't even wash your hands. You nasty fuck you, Cody. Last time I was at the airport, I thought I was going to have to wipe my hands on my pants. And I was like, because they ain't going to never have no paper towels and shit. I was like, oh, shit, they got a lot of paper towels. And I was washing my hands. And I noticed, I looked up in the mirror. I just saw all these people just leaving stalls, just going out the exit. I was just like,
yep.
I was like, ugh. I had that Doc Rivers face. I washed my hands long. I was there for 3 minutes. Not one single person came up to us all to watch. And I was like,
I know.
That's disgusting. So, you know, if we had bad hygiene before COVID, tell the motherfucker to wash their hands now. That's like fucking telling them, can you wash your ass? It's my freedom not to wash my ass. And if I choose not to wash it, I ain't washing shit. Fuck you.
Don't have to wash nothing, sir.
So with that said, people, like every episode, like every year, like we're heading into 2021, like I always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.